Driving bass from sampled electric tones. Beginner lesson. Ableton Live. Drum and bass bass lines. All right, let's build a rolling, driving DNB bass out of something really simple. One sampled electric note. Could be an electric bass note, a palm-muted guitar hit, a low Rhodes note, even a little amp hum with pitch. The idea is that instead of starting from a clean synth waveform, we're starting from something that already has real-world grit and character, then we tighten it up until it behaves like a proper DNB bass instrument. By the end, you'll have a playable bass in simpler or sampler, a two-bar loop that locks to a 174 BPM kick and snare, and a basic drop arrangement with variations. Let's go step by step. First, set up the session so we're in the right world. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll use 174. Now throw together a super basic drum pattern. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Add hats on 8th notes or 16th so you feel that roll. You don't need perfect drums for this lesson. You just need something steady, because the bass groove is going to be shaped by how it interacts with the kick and snare. Next, choose your sample. You're looking for the right-wrong sample, meaning it doesn't have to be pristine. A bit of fret buzz, finger noise, pick attack, amp hiss, that stuff can be gold. The rule is, the pitch needs to be stable for at least about 200 to 500 milliseconds. If the note wobbles like crazy or has chords in it, it's going to be harder to tune and it'll fight your track. Try to pick a single note. Short to medium length is fine, because we can loop or shape it, and avoid heavy reverb baked into the sample if you can, because reverb makes bass feel smeared and harder to control. Now load it into an instrument. Create a MIDI track and drag the sample onto it. Ableton will drop it into simpler. In simpler, switch to classic mode. Classic is the most straightforward play this sample like an instrument workflow. Important settings here. Turn warp off for now. We want stable pitch. Make sure snap is on, so edits feel clean. Now, do a tiny but powerful move. Trim the start like a drummer. Zoom in on the sample display in simpler and adjust the start point so the transient hits consistently. This is one of those details that changes everything in fast genres. A 1 to 5 millisecond start change can make the bass feel late, early, lazy, or urgent against a DNB break. And if you're getting clicks later, remember this. It's often better to move the start point slightly than to soften the attack too much. Start point edits keep the punch. Now set the root note and tune the sample. You can right-click and set the root key, or set it manually. Then add a tuner after simpler. Play a MIDI note like C2 or D2, and adjust transpose and detune until the tuner agrees. But here's the teacher tip. Don't trust the tuner alone. Some electric samples have strong overtones that trick the tuner into reading the wrong note. So after you tune it, quickly add a simple chord or pad in your track key and confirm the bass actually feels consonant. If it feels like it's rubbing in a bad way even though the tuner says it's correct, you may need a tiny detune adjustment, or you may need to choose a cleaner portion of the sample. Cool! Now we shape the envelope, because DNB bass needs controlled length and punch. In simpler's amp envelope, aim for attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds. If it clicks, try 1 to 3 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 300 to 800 milliseconds, depending on how bouncy you want it. Sustain anywhere from minus infinity up to around minus 6 dB, depending on whether you want more pluck or more hold. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds so the note ends smoothly without popping. And a workflow suggestion. Don't obsess over the perfect envelope in silence. Put the drums on, program a simple pattern, then adjust the envelope while it's actually doing its job in the groove. Now we build the drive chain. This is where your sample turns into an engine. A solid stock Ableton chain is a Q8, auto filter, saturator, optionally amp, then compressor for side chain and utility. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove useless rumble. Not too aggressive. You're just cleaning the floor. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 HC. If it's harsh or spitty, try a small dip somewhere between 2 and 5 kHz. We're not trying to make it pretty, we're trying to make it sit. Next, auto filter for focus and movement. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 120 to 300 HC range to start. Higher cutoff means more presence, lower means darker and more weight focused. Add a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%, just enough to give the tone a little edge. Now turn on the LFO. But keep it subtle. Sync it to the song. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/4. Set the amount very small. You want breathing, not wobble. In drum and bass, overdoing the filter LFO can instantly turn a rolling line into a gimmick. Now add saturator. This is your push. Start with the preset a bit warmer, then tweak. Drive somewhere around 2 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on for control. And most important, adjust the output so the level matches before and after. If it gets louder, your brain will think it got better even if it just got louder. If you want extra bite, add amp. Try the bass mode for weight, or rock for aggression. Keep the gain moderate, like 10 to 30%, and don't go crazy on treble. DNB bass doesn't need to be fizzy to be intense. Optional. Put cabinet after amp to round it off and make it feel more real. Now we do a huge DNB move, split into sub and top. Group your bass track, name it something like Bass Bus. Then put an audio effect rack on it and create two chains, sub and top. On the sub chain, low pass it around 90 to 120 Hz so it's mostly fundamentals. Keep saturation very light or none. Distorted sub turns to mush fast. Then utility. Make it mono. The safest beginner move is simply set width to zero on the sub chain, so the low end is dead center and solid. On the top chain, high pass around 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. This is where you keep your auto filter movement, saturator, amp, and any character effects. If you want width, do it only here, and be gentle. A tiny chorus ensemble can work, but too wide can cause phase issues. Quick pro check, put utility on your master temporarily and hit mono. If your bass collapses or disappears, you've got too much stereo trickery happening in the top chain. Reduce widening, especially anything that introduces delay-based width. Now sidechain compression. This is a big part of the perceived drive. Put a compressor after the rack on the bass bus. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track. Start with ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see roughly 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on each kick. Listen for the feeling. The kick hits. The bass ducks out of the way. Then the bass surges back. That surge back is momentum. If your release is too long, the bass will feel like it never returns. If it's too short, it'll sound clicky or nervous. Adjust until it breathes with the groove. Now let's write a simple rolling bass line. Make a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. Keep most notes in a practical bass range, somewhere around F1 to A2 as a general zone, depending on your key and your sample. The rhythm is more important than fancy notes here. Think short notes with a couple held notes for contrast. And leave space around the snare hits. If your bass is doing a big note right on the snare, it can feel like it's stepping on the backbeat. Here's a Fast Sounds Pro quickly approach, the two-note engine. Pick your root and your fifth. For example, if you're in F minor, use F and C. Let the root hit most downbeats, and use the fifth as little pickups or answers, especially right before gaps where the snare lands. It keeps it musical while staying simple. Once the pattern is in, make it feel alive with micro-movement. Option 1. Velocity to filter. Even if the sound isn't velocity-sensitive yet, you can make it be. Map velocity to filter cutoff, either inside simpler if you're using its filter, or by mapping a rack macro to the auto-filter cutoff and then automating it. Now, higher velocity notes open up slightly, lower velocity notes tuck back. That's instant phrasing. Option 2. Tiny pitch envelope. In simpler, use a very small pitch envelope amount with a decay around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is a subtle pitch drop at the start of the note. It can add punch and a played feel, like string tension settling. Keep it subtle. If you clearly hear it as a bend, it's probably too much for a beginner rolling line. Now do a quick consistency check. Watch Ableton's meters on your bass bus. Aim for consistent peaks across notes. If one note jumps out, fix it with MIDI velocity, note length, or even clip gain type adjustments, rather than smashing it with a limiter. That's how you keep the bass controlled and still punchy. Also, monitor at two levels. Quiet volume tells you if the rhythm is actually doing the work. Loudish volume reveals if distortion is masking your kick and snare, or if the sub is getting cloudy. Now arrangement. A good 2-bar loop is cool, but DNB is about phrases. Take your loop and think in 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, simpler pattern, less busy. Bars 5 to 8, add a couple extra answer notes at the ends of phrases. Bars 9 to 12, introduce a variation. Change one note or shift one rhythm. Bars 13 to 16, a fill, a stop, or a filter opening to transition. One of my favorite instant TJ energy tricks, bring the bass back filtered. For a re-entry, let only the top chain play with the filter more closed, then slam the sub back in after 4 or 8 bars. It feels like the system just got bigger. And a really effective dropout, right before a phrase change, mute the sub for half a bar, but leave the top chain quietly playing. It creates a suction effect without killing momentum. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. If you don't tune the sample, the whole track will feel wrong even if you can't explain why. If you distort the sub too much, it loses power and turns to mush. If your sub is stereo, it might sound wide on headphones, but fall apart on club systems. If the filter LFO is too heavy, it stops rolling and starts wobbling. And if your sidechain is missing or the release is wrong, the bass masks the kick and everything feels flat. Let's close with a mini practice plan you can do in under an hour. Build one bass instrument from one sampled electric note. Make three different two-bar clips. Clip A. Minimal, mostly root and fifth. Lots of space. Clip B. Busier rhythm, more 16th notes, but still leave snare space. Clip C. Darker variation. Swap one note to the minor third sparingly or use a tension note near the end of the phrase. Then resolve. Then arrange them into 16 bars. A for the first four, B for the next four, C for bars 9 to 12, and back to B for the last four with a filter opening automation on the top chain. Bounce 30 to 60 seconds. Listen on headphones and on small speakers. Your mission is simple. The sub stays clean and steady, and the top stays exciting and readable. When you're ready, tell me what kind of sample you used and your key and BPM, and I can suggest specific cutoff ranges, a tight two-bar MIDI starter pattern, and where to place ghost notes so it locks with classic D&B phrasing.